Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's guest is Ted Asbury, and today's episode is brought to you by Citrin Cooperman, iPost, and Benetrends. Now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 35 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including their flagship Rainmaker program that allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to purchase or recapitalize a business tax-deferred and penalty-free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at Benetrends.com/socialgeek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. Today's guest is Ted Asbury. He's the Executive VP of Franchise Strategy at Location 3. Ted, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate it. Excited to be here and looking forward to the conversation.
Now, before we dive into what the heck is going on in the franchise world, you've made some changes pretty recently. Tell us what's up and what you're doing these days.
I've spent the last 25 years working both on the agency and the client side in the franchise space, most recently with brands like Honey Baked Ham, as head of marketing, and with a franchise group called Link Franchising, working on the Jampro commercial cleaning business. About a year and a half, went out on my own, started doing some consulting. Just wanted, you know, to do something different, wanted to kind of give back and work with, a variety of clients and provide the level of service and strategic planning that I felt like was needed out there, and started working with a group that I've spent a lot of time with and was an agency of record for me at both of the last two stops I've had, both Honey Baked and Jampro. Location 3 was the digital agency of record. Alex Porter and I, Alex is the CEO, and I've been talking about me participating, in a little more in-depth manner over the last, really the last year with Location 3. And so just recently he and I have, come to an agreement, and I am taking on that executive vice president role with Location 3. So I'm excited to be part of their talented team and looking forward to, working with a variety of clients that they're currently already doing some great work with.
That's excellent. You've got a pretty strong team there, and I sure hope to see you and Alex and the rest of the crew this fall at some of the big franchise shows. Knock on wood that they're all going to happen, and we don't have to change a lot of plans again this fall. But
absolutely,
I think
absolutely.
You've got
that's
really,
the plan.
Yeah. I think you've got a really strong team there, especially when it comes to building that relationship between the franchisor and the franchisees, and that supplier
Correct.
Partner or consultant or, you know, whomever else is working with the brand and the franchisees sort of as a third party. And that's a lot of what I really wanted to sort of pick your brain about today. You had mentioned something when we were chatting a couple of weeks ago about the importance of the cross-functional alignment within the organization. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, I think, and hopefully I bring a unique perspective to this because I have worked on the agency side, I've done consulting, but I've also been in that position where you're making the decision on the partners that you're bringing on from a marketing perspective. It's absolutely critical for you to align across the organization on a number of things, everything obviously to do with marketing plan and the strategy, but in particular, who that partner is going to be and make sure that you've got the right partner in place. And I think it does, it takes some work on the franchisor side to make sure that everybody is aligned and marching to the, to the same beat of the drum in terms of what that agency partner solution is going to look like and what the plan is moving forward.
It feels like it takes an extra long time in the franchise world to build that relationship, maybe more so than in other industries. And I don't know, maybe other industries are taking longer now than they used to. I haven't been in any other industry for a while, but it feels like, you know, we see a lot of, especially over here where you and I live on the marketing side of the world. And it feels like a lot of new agencies or marketing services or software will come marching into the franchise space, and and they're shocked that you know, gee, we've been here for 6 months and we've been sponsoring this event and that event, and you know, we don't have all of these big clients yet, and then they go away. So it feels like franchisors really tend to take a step back and watch and see much longer than other industries. Do you see that as well?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think, you know, I think taking your time and making sure that it's the right decision when you're bringing on a marketing partner for any industry is important, obviously, but specifically in the franchise space, I think number one, you know, there's only a handful that really have that that extended experience in the franchise space. Location 3 is one of those that works almost exclusively for franchise systems and multi-unit brands. So, you know, making sure that you've got one that's got the experience, you know, is key. But working through that process and including the franchise owners is a unique, you know, component when you're dealing with a franchise brand, because the corporate team needs to make sure that they're aligned with franchise leadership team in whatever form that is. If it's a franchise advisory council or committee, you want to make sure that you've got alignment there. And in many cases, one of the things I'm seeing more and more is that franchise advisory council is playing a role in choosing who the partner is. And so that can drag it out a little bit.
Yeah. And that's okay though, because I think that's so important. I've seen this, and I'm sure you've seen it too, where some brand will select their preferred vendors or whatever they want to call them and roll that out to the franchisees. And half of the franchisees say, "Are you kidding me?"
Absolutely. You know,
we had this agency 5 years ago and they were horrible, or, so, and now they're all stuck, right? The agency's stuck, the franchisor's stuck in an agreement. So yeah, getting the franchisees and especially that council or committee involved early, it has got to be critical. What other things would you advise people to do as they're looking for the right agency? And the first one I'm going to ask you about is referrals. You know, how important are those phone calls to your buddies at other franchisors and say, "Hey, tell me about this agency or that supplier"?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely critical, right? I mean, you know, it's a small world out there. A lot of us going to the same events. We know each other. We become friends outside of the work environment. You know, there's no better way to evaluate, in my opinion, how an agency could fit. It's not a guarantee, but could fit and help you fill in gaps or solve for some of your pain points, and to ask somebody that, you know, that's a trusted, you know, advisor in the space that either has knowledge with that current brand or a past brand with the potential partner. So I'm constantly reaching out to folks and I was in that position and asking what their opinions were and getting recommendations.
Anything else you really advise people to think about as they're finding that right agency partner?
Yeah, I mean, references beyond, you know, just asking your friends, ask the or acquaintances or folks that you know in the industry, reach out to, ask them for, you know, references, and reach out to current and past clients. You know, current clients, you know, will be happy, you know, or the agencies will be happy to provide you with a list of clients, and talk to them and, you know, ask them, you know, what their top three, you know, positives are and where the areas that could be, you know, could be improved. You'll get a good feel for the agencies if you reach out to their current accounts.
And let's take a look at the other side of that coin. Is there anything that an agency can do while they're in the process of starting to work with a franchisor that just makes the franchisor turn and run? You know, is there anything you've seen that just kills a potential deal with no questions asked and the franchisor just says, no, absolutely no way? Well, what would top that list?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. There's a few of them, you know. I mean, I think, you know, not having some flexibility in the way you're willing to work with them, right? Every franchise system is different. I think one of the things you have to do is you can't come in with a rate card and just start, you know, pounding prices at them and not have some flexibility. You have to, you know, as an agency, you have to come in and understand, you know, who they are as an organization, what the culture is, how they're structured as a team, right? And really understand how you can fit and partner with them and then customize, in my opinion, really kind of customize how that work arrangement is going to look to accommodate their specific needs. So not being flexible, you know, is one of them. The other one is, you know, in my opinion, you know, not, you know, having your reporting and data solutions, you know, in place. I mean, everything is, you know, I shouldn't say everything, but, you know, a lot of what we're doing these days are in the digital space and data, you know, is important in being able to kind of get your arms around that and have all of their data in one place so that you can roll it up and do some legitimate reporting and share with them and have some transparency with not only the corporate team, but also franchisees when you're working on the local campaigns and really having some clarity around that and being able to roll that up and having some, you know, some muscles in that space, I think is absolutely critical these days as well.
Back in a moment after this word from Citrin Cooperman. Citrin Cooperman is proud to be home of one of the leading franchise accounting, financial statement audit, tax preparation, and business consulting practices in the country. With over 40 years of franchise experience, Citrin Cooperman provides a full range of accounting and franchise consulting services to a vast number of franchise concepts. Working with the owners, operators, controllers, and CFOs of a wide range of franchisors and multi-unit franchisees to help them build value and sound financial reporting. The Citrin Cooperman franchise practice is comprised of experienced CPAs and CFE-accredited professionals providing franchisors and multi-unit franchisees the guidance and insight they need to minimize uncertainty and meet required compliance deadlines. For more information, please contact Aaron Chytovsky and Michael Iannuzzi at citrincooperman.com/industries/franchising. Let's talk a little bit more about that relationship with corporate and the relationship with the franchisees. You know, franchising is always described as that three-legged stool. And I think no more so than when we're talking about agencies working with the brand and working with the franchisees. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, this one to me is, again, on the franchise or side, you know, as a key person in an organization, whether you're, you know, in operations or you're on the marketing side, which is my experience, you know, just involving the franchisees, you know, in the decision making, let you know, making sure that they have some ownership. And are aligned in the decisions you're making moving forward from a council standpoint. Ultimately, you've got to make the decisions, you know, as a leader, part of the leadership team. But, you know, getting them involved is absolutely critical. And I think that's the, you know, the quickest and the easiest way to build that relationship. They know that you're there, you know, as a leader of the organization to work for them, to support them, to listen to them, and to make sure that you're providing the best solutions possible on their behalf. And there's no better way to build a relationship than to work together and put, you know, and make sure that they're having some ownership in where the organization is going and you know, the decisions that are being made. But I do think, you know, for especially from a marketing perspective, operations same way, but from a marketing perspective, one of the keys to being successful, you know, from a marketing, you know, leadership perspective is to make sure that you're getting them involved and you've got the right partnership in place. And that agency partner is one of the biggest, you know, decisions you can make, and aligning on that and making sure that the franchise leadership team, again, in whatever capacity that is, because it's different for every organization, is walking lockstep with you on that decision and where you're going with it and what the solution looks like. And, you know, and then it's always a two-part.
Yeah.
Solution there, right? So, you know, you got to make sure that you've got things covered from an enterprise level, from a system level, from a brand level, but also making sure that you've got a solution for the franchisees and yeah, providing them options locally.
I think that's the biggest mistake I see with all types of suppliers in the space, especially those that have software. And definitely, you know, some other types of marketing services where an agency or a service will think, wow, hey, we got the franchisor to give us the thumbs up and we're endorsed and we're preferred and, you know, we're signed on. And this is all, you know, now they just sit back and wait for the business to come rolling in. And it's like, yeah, there's 300 franchisees out there who you cannot expect the franchisor to do your job for you. You know, you need to get out in front of these franchisees one way or another and show them how you're going to help their business. And I think that's the biggest thing I've seen in the past decade or so with suppliers that just did not succeed.
Yeah, I would agree with you 100%. So that third component, I think, to your point that you were asking me, those mistakes that can be made is not putting the proper, you know, emphasis and attention on that local, you know, solution. Obviously, as a franchisor, you want to provide guidance, you want to provide a plan, you want to provide parameters around the brand and make sure that their franchisees on the local level are working within those parameters, but they've got some flexibility to do what they need to do. And have a resource to get that done. And in many cases, that's kind of an afterthought. And it's one of the things I love about, you know, Location 3 is that's a big part of you know, who they are, who we are, and you know, what we're doing, providing that enterprise level support. And, you know, this is the way we put it. It's enterprise level strategy, local execution, right? So, providing that platform, this platform called Local Act that is proprietary that, you know, provides that solution across the system. And in addition to that, you've got franchise advisors that will support your franchisees and can speak to them one-on-one and present the reporting. But that's a big piece of what a lot of folks are missing. And I think it's critical to the solution, but I think it's also critical to getting franchisee leadership team buy-in and ultimately franchisee satisfaction and who you've chosen as a partner.
Tell me more about that Local Act program. That's relatively new. I want to say it's within the past couple of years or so.
Well, it's been around, but it's been constantly enhanced and it's one of the things that we will be working on ongoing. We've got a 24-month roadmap with additional enhancements, but it's, you know, it's a software, you know, platform, software with as a service platform that we have out there. It's proprietary. It is set up specifically for franchisor and franchise systems, multi-unit, obviously. So either franchise systems or multi-unit systems can benefit from it. But it's a platform that allows a franchise brand to provide a solution to their franchisees for everything from local listing management to Google search, Bing search. So paid search, you've got paid social, Facebook is the main one in there, but franchisees can sign up for it, and campaigns are built on their behalf. There's a fully functional dashboard that works for at the enterprise level, but also at the local level. If it's a franchisee is a multi-unit owner, we can put filters in there that allow them to look at individual stores or span of control. And you know, it provides us with the opportunity to provide both at the enterprise level and at the local level full transparency in how your dollars are being spent, and reporting and return on that investment. So it's a quick overview on it, a very powerful tool. But in addition to that, one of the things that that really separates Location 3 from the rest of the folks out there is that you have an advisor, a dedicated advisor. And that's one of the things that franchisors are really liking, is that franchisee has somebody to reach out to. So that's an extension of their team. And, you know, they can they've got the platform, but they also have somebody that's looking at it, sharing, you know, key takeaways, making recommendations on a weekly, monthly basis, just depending on how engaged that franchisee is and how often they want to speak to the advisor.
I think that's critical. I see this a lot with a lot of different types of software in the franchise space, whether it's marketing or something else, where the software gets put into place and the supplier and the franchisor say, all right, go use it. Bye. And I've been in this game long enough, and I know you have too, to know that franchisees are not going to jump into something and teach themselves how to use it and spend time when they have a business to run. It just does not work that way. So that's good to hear that you've got advisors in place.
And to that point, you know, you typically in any franchise system, you're going to have those that are engaged and those that are not. You know, the solution that we've put in place allows those that are engaged to be engaged at the level that they want to be engaged, within the platform, adjusting budgets, working with their advisor to make, you know, to optimize campaigns, that type of thing. But if it's somebody that does not want to be in, you know, involved on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, then it can work for them as well. The campaigns are set up; they're monitored by the advisors. The advisors are providing reporting and analysis to that individual franchisee and or corporate, and then the adjustments are being made on their behalf. So it really is a great solution for any type of franchisee that you have out there in your system.
Yeah, it goes back to that flexibility you were talking about earlier, where not all franchisees are the same. I know a lot of companies wish they were, and it's just, you know,
that's right.
Scalable doesn't mean duplicatable. Right.
That's right.
It you can't just do the same thing with, you know, number one, number two, and number three. It's going to be a little bit different every time. And I think that's kind of the fun part of this business as well.
It is. And figuring out, you know, what that needs to look like on an individual brand or franchise or, you know, company basis is absolutely part of what we enjoy about the business. And we've put together a solution that we think allows us to be flexible and provide, you know, a really comprehensive solution, both for the franchisor, but also for the individual franchisees.
Great. Ted, before we go, I want to ask you about trends you're seeing maybe for the rest of this year and into next year in franchising in general. And you're in a pretty unique position to kind of take a step back and spot trends. You've worked for some very successful franchise brands. You've consulted, you've worked on the supplier and agency side. Is there anything you're seeing coming at us, let's say for the rest of this year, that you're advising clients about right now, something they really need to watch out for?
Yeah, I think, something that they really need to watch out for, what I would say is, this ongoing trend of really focusing on local is, it's here to stay.
Yeah.
What we are seeing is a lot more dollars being invested, on the local side of things, and even corporate dollars, jump-starting campaigns, kind of creating some ground cover at the local level around, some of the paid activities. I'm seeing more and more of that, and getting back to some of the other topics we discussed, franchisee knows you're serious when you're investing corporate dollars, right, in their local markets and helping them from a spend perspective. They're much more likely to spend their local dollars on top of that if they think you've got some skin in the game. So that's something I'm seeing more and more of, and more conversations. Those are the conversations we're continuing to have. And then, just more and more dollars being put in the digital space, whether it be in paid social, digital, display ads, the PPC, but also in things like OTT and CTV and those type of things. We're just seeing as the budgets start to come back coming out of COVID, starting to see more and more dollars being spent in those areas.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that word and for being here today. And I hope to see you in person at one of the franchise hotspots this fall.
Sounds good. I appreciate it, Jack.
Before we go, a quick word from iPost, the email tool built for the franchise industry. iPost puts the power of email marketing in the hands of the franchise marketer through multi-tiered accounts that eliminate fragmentation and enable franchisees to own and control all data. iPost gives your brand one place to support all locations' email marketing and one place to train and onboard new franchisees. Find out more at iPost.com. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.